And there's also this elusive thought / statement of, quote, the neuropathy resolves quicker than paclitaxel. Any thoughts about the data on that or your own clinical impression?
Again, I haven't really been able to tweak that out in my own patients. I think that data is a little weak in my impression, because if you look at certainly the pivotal trial, I think there was only 5 patients in the paclitaxel arm they looked at versus saying there was 20 in the Abraxane arm. And although it looked fairly convincing, I mean, the numbers were very small. I think it is possible, because of the way this drug works, that it may be quicker to resolve in terms of the neuropathy. But again, I guess I'd like to see some more data looking at that. It's a little weak, that data.
I mean, if it really were to turn out that in the long run, 6 months, a year later, there was less residual problem, I think that would be very positively viewed by oncologists. What do you think?
Oh, I think most certainly, because everything else they looked at in terms of toxicity, it actually looked better. So I think that may be the one thing that has kind of prevented its widespread use rather than paclitaxel.